cleared up a lot of stuff in your talking in your meeting today. Do you think whatever was said was productive and helpful?
No, I can't answer that just yet. You know what I mean? I'll be determining that more come Monday night in New Orleans. So, you know, talking is not going to do nothing for us right now. You know, we got to go out there and you know, bring our talk to actions at the end of the day.
And Trell, what are you most disappointed about when you look back at last night's game?
Well, you know, I my mindset might be a little different towards things, you know what I mean? And when I say that, I respect every NFL opponent. I respect, you know, individual players. But when I'm on the field, I don't respect anyone. And that's the attitude I take. That's the mentality that I have. And that's what carried me over a lot of times. And you know, like I said, that works for me. You know, I can't speak for anyone else. And I don't feel like we had the attitude that we can go out there and dominate yesterday. You know, we started flat. Throughout the game, we were flat. Ended flat. And for a team trying to get to where we need to get to, you know, I mean, it's unacceptable at the end of the day.
Can you explain why, with a game like this, with so much on the line, that happened?
No, I don't know. I don't know. You know, still trying to figure things out. You know, I mean, I'm not a guy, you know, especially after, you know, the incidents that occurred last year with myself. I sort of take a different role. You know, I just sit back and watch things. But, you know, I can say right now that's no longer going to be the case. So whatever has to be done or has to be said within our organization to get us on the right track and to play ball is going to be done. It's going to be said. And I mean, you know, we can pick up from there. But, you know, this is we're too calm. You know, we're too calm out there, and this football is not a game for you to be calm. It's not a game for – this is a game of attitude. This is a game of passion. This is a game of emotion. And I just feel like we're too calm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Charlie, there were some things that happened that are on the offensive side of the ball, obviously, but there were some things in this game. You know, Eli got hit, you know, on a play, on a interception. DJ Ware got hit hard. And, you know, DeSean Jackson is flipping a ball to your coach. I mean, were there things in this game that irritated you that you didn't see in a response from your team?
There's a lot of things in this game that irritated me. And I think you all know me as a player. And like I said, sometimes, you know, I definitely have to calm myself down because I think I let my emotion get the better part of me at times. But, I mean, you hit it on the head. You know, there's a lot of things that rubbed me the wrong way, you know, and I don't like the way we responded to it, you know what I mean? And you know, at the end of the day, you know, you play within the lines, you know, you play within the rules. But, you know, you don't take nobody at the end of the day, you know, and that's my attitude. You know, you don't take anybody. And last night I felt like, you know, we took a little bit. And like I said, man, I don't know what's going to change. I don't know how it's going to change. But in order for us to be where we want to go, things are definitely going to have to change.
And that wasn't just defense, right? You're talking about the whole team.
I'm talking about the team. I'm talking about the Giants, the organization. I'm talking about everyone who's affiliated with the Giants. Some things need to change at the end of the day. And like I say, I'm an emotional player. And I'm a team first guy. Anybody who knows me knows that. But you know, we have to bring something different to the table. You know, we're a great team, we're a classy team. But when you're between those lines, you know, the only thing that matters is a W or a L. And we got to find a way to get that W.
So you think you guys played too soft?
I mean, I'm not gonna say we play it soft. I don't think we play it soft. I think, you know, guys are out there flying around and you know, we play extremely hard. I don't think we play to the standards that we know we could play. I don't think we play with as much toughness as I know we can play. You know, I didn't see that same intensity as when we went out there and we played the Patriots. I didn't see that. I didn't see you know, a lot of things, you know, and, you know, we don't point fingers here. You know, we don't point fingers at anyone. You know, we win as a team, we lose as a team, and that starts from the top to bottom. And, you know, we'll get better at it. You know, we're going to find a way. And, you know, that hit on Eli, you know, it really, I don't even want to talk about that, but, you know, we're going to find a way.
Did you see that during, you were aware of that during the game?
Yeah, I was aware.
Okay, you saw it on the replay or whatever, yeah?
It took everything in me to stay on the sideline. Just know that, you know.
How do you, I mean, obviously, your coach doesn't want you running off the sidelines and starting a fight because you just get more penalties. So what is the proper way to respond to something like that?
You know, I don't know if there is actually a proper way to respond to it. And like I said, you know, you don't want to do anything foolish. You don't want to do anything stupid. But I think there's a way for you to send a message and still stay between the lines at the end of the day. And which is something, you know, I mean, we didn't see. And I don't know, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I say, we have to put our foot down. You know, we have to make it to the point where teams fear us, you know, where receivers fear coming across the middle, where we're a feared, you know what I mean, opponent at the end of the day.
Do you think that that's part of the problem around here, that the second halves have not been successful, and how do you go out and change that now, because you don't want this year to end up like last year?
You know, I don't know why, you know, this is only my second year here, you know, I can't speak for the previous years, but and neither does it matter. You know, we have to worry about this year, you know, what's coming ahead. And we have a very, you know, electrifying schedule coming ahead. You know, we all know that. But like I said, you know, those teams that we're about to face, you know, they're worthy opponents. They're great opponents. You know, and they fight. They fight to the finish.